Okay, it's great to be back with you with another GoldSeek.com Radio Gold Nugget segment. Today's featured guest, James Turk from GoldMoney.com. Well, James Turk, founder of GoldMoney.com, author of The Coming Collapse of the Dollar and How to Profit from It, as well as additional tomes. Welcome back, James Turk.
Thanks, Chris. It's great to be with you.
Thank you. Maybe we could start off today with market volatility. I think that's really putting it nicely, and certainly an increase in unexpected moves, and not only in the currencies, equities, China's stock exchange at the Shanghai Index. Really, I think the model for almost 1987 style meltdown. Can you give us an idea, an overview of what you see happening, and you know, maybe any of the fundamental drivers that might be underpinning this volatility?
Yeah, I think the volatility comes because of the level of debt that we're seeing throughout the global economy, you know, at the government level, corporate level, and even at the individual level. There's just too much debt. When you have that debt, the volatility is a consequence. Instead of, you know, relying on savings, money is being created out of thin air in order to perpetuate a system that's become unsustainable. The only reason why the debt crisis hasn't been more severe is simply because interest rates are much lower than what would be a normal rate. You know, interest rates are below the inflation rate instead of above the inflation rate. So if you put money in a bank and you deposit it for a year, the interest income you earn is less than the inflation rate, so you're losing purchasing power. I think as a consequence of what we're seeing now, Chris, in terms of stock markets, you know, gyrating all over the place, that we're probably going into a 2008 type situation. And this is probably going to play itself out over the next several months.
Well, speaking of playing out over the next several weeks to months, September 16th, about 2 weeks from today, we haven't had a rate increase, as I understand it, from approximately 2006, approaching a decade. There's a lot of ambiguity here. On the one hand, I have a number of guests who are adamantly convinced that there will be no rate hike whatsoever. And then on the other hand, there's those who oppose the thought and their thought and think, well, rates are going to move much higher. I'd like your thoughts on whether or not you think we will see a quarter point rate hike in September and perhaps another rate hike in December, whether or not the markets have discounted this as they usually do, and if that will be two and done and we move on from there.
You know, the Federal Reserve has boxed itself into a corner. If rates were going to go up, they should have gone up long ago. You remember Bernanke was telling us that when the unemployment rate dropped below 6.5%, he raised rates. Well, that hurdle was passed long, long time ago, and they never raised rates. The reason why they don't raise rates is because the U.S. government cannot afford to pay a fair rate of interest. This is a point that I've been making for quite some time. So all you're seeing from the Federal Reserve is propaganda. Now, the Federal Reserve credibility has been basically destroyed by not raising rates already. As a consequence, they may try to raise interest rates an eighth or a quarter of a point to try to regain that credibility. But if they do, I think the markets are just going to react negatively to that rate increase, because the markets now are not expecting any rate increase this year. So I think it's going to be more of the same, or the Fed's going to try to do more of the same. But as I say, they've boxed themselves in.
I've been on record now for 6 months, convinced just from reading sort of between the lines, the rhetoric stemming from Fed officials, for instance, the Jackson Hole meeting, James Bullard's comments last week, and several of the other Fed heads have just convinced me. And I know there's going to be lots of listeners hearing our voices saying, who cares what the Fed's going to do? They're just along for the ride. But they still have a pretty solid howitzer. We just all need to keep that in mind. All right. We mentioned briefly currency volatility. Clearly, the U.S. dollar, the greenback, has been remarkably strong for a year. Does a year a trend make? Is this a flash in the pan, or are we looking at a new sustainable theme in the U.S. dollar?
No, I don't think it is sustainable. What's happened is the U.S. dollar has been the choice simply because it's the least bad alternative. The euro you know, has its problems, which are quite serious. British pound has problems, Japanese yen has problems, Chinese yuan has problems. You know, so where do you put your liquidity? People have moved into the U.S. dollar. The next big move is going to be when people understand that the U.S. dollar's got problems too, and that liquidity is going to go into the precious metals. And as we look toward the end of the year, I think we're going to see strength in the precious metals. You know, we've been in a basing pattern now for a couple of years, and so far attempts to break out of that base have been turned down. But we have an important divergence that's formed. You know, silver went to a new low in August, and gold did not confirm. Usually that's a signal when you get divergences like that, that the markets are ready to reverse course. So I'm pretty optimistic here looking toward the end of the year that I think we're going to see both precious metals, both gold and silver, move higher. And my expectation would be that silver will lead simply because it's the cheaper of the two precious metals. It's more undervalued than gold. Even though gold is undervalued, silver is even more undervalued.
You know, that's interesting because I don't know that we could really say the beginning of the last bull market in, let's say, 2001, really depends on what your metric is, in the precious metals, the 12-year gold rally. Can we really say that AG led the rally? I mean, from my perspective, what really garnered my attention following the internet bubble, I mean, I was looking around, is there going to be another bull market? And my eyes were fixed on the inverted head and shoulders, triple bottom, and the XAU. It really was the XAU. And I just thought, this is one of the most interesting basing patterns I have seen, and this thing is going to have legs. I would love to see the XAU show some relative strength juxtaposed against the underlying metals. Any thoughts?
Yeah, you know, the XAU is impacted quite a lot by the currency appreciation and the price of gold in different currencies. So, for example, the South African stocks have done generally better than the American stocks or the U.S. stocks because the price of gold has risen in South African rand terms but has not really gone anywhere in terms of the U.S. dollar. So you're getting these cross currents in the XAU. But my view is that if both gold and silver move higher as we move toward the end of the year, the mining stocks will move higher as well, simply because the mining stocks, again, are extremely undervalued, particularly some of these major producers that are still paying dividends and generating good cash flow even at these price levels.
Last week we heard from the second in charge at the Fed, Stanley Fischer, one of the Fed governors, and he certainly, I think, indicated there is some ambiguity among them. They're not all lined up. Not all the officials there, not all of our policymakers are convinced we need a rate hike. And I know we've already touched on this, but the GDP revision, you might recall, 2.3% up to 3.7% from the second quarter. That seems to indicate that economic conditions might be a touch more robust than our officials were anticipating. And in that environment, do you think that we might see a really solid buy opportunity, an unexpected capitulation moment across most markets, particularly equities, commodities, and whatnot?
Yeah, I think that there won't be capitulation in the stock market. But basically what I think you may continue to go lower if they do start raising rates. But you really have to focus on the dollar here. The Fed's got two alternatives. They either save the dollar or they trash the dollar. If they trash the dollar, the stock market in nominal dollar terms will rise. If they save the dollar, the stock market's going to fall. So we just have to watch very carefully what the Fed's ultimately going to do action-wise and what the impact that's going to have on the U.S. dollar. But remember, when you see these Fed pronouncements, they only tell you what they want you to hear. That may not necessarily be the whole truth. So you've got to look through the announcements, read between the lines, and actually see what the markets themselves are doing and just basically follow those trends. Right now, the trend in the stock market is clearly, you know, it's clearly turned. But we've seen this before back in 2011, and we bounced to new highs, or we, you know, made new highs. So let's just watch and see how it develops over the next couple of weeks.
Who knows exactly how things will play out, because we've watched some interesting, I think, policy changes from Beijing. The People's Bank of China obviously reversed course on its dollar accumulation, or, you know, U.S. Treasury accumulation, and that $3.6 trillion in U.S. Treasuries, primarily in their national stockpile. Considerable selling going on to approaching maybe even one-third to a half a trillion dollars of U.S. Treasuries. That has to be absorbed by the market. To me, the buyer of last resort is most likely the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, I agree. And if they're the buyer of last resort, that means they're going to trash the dollar. Yeah, you're raising a good point, because when times get tough, each country will act in its own best interests, regardless of what they may say to their neighbors. And what we're seeing here, times are tough in China, and as a consequence, they've been selling U.S. treasuries, and that's obviously going to have an impact. But so far, it's just been a trickle of selling by the treasuries. We'll see whether the Chinese stock markets continue to fall and whether or not the Chinese government's going to sell more treasuries to try to prop up stocks.
Well, I think on that note, we can wrap up today. Please tell people more about the services you provide at Gold Money, and if we can expect any more best-selling tomes.
Yeah, the last book, The Money Bubble, is, I think, still, you know, even though it came out in 2014, is still very timely in terms of what it has to say, because it focuses on these points we've been discussing about the dollar, the money bubble, and what to do next, or what to do before it pops. So that's the latest book. Nothing else in the works, but you can also find my stuff at goldmoney.com, or, you know, we're now part of Gold Money Incorporated, the Toronto listed company, and therefore bitgold.com.
We appreciate your thoughts. We'd like to hear from you again, especially after we finally see what the Federal Reserve does and just how that impacts the markets. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.